Need a voice? I'm your guy. SteveWebVoiceovers.com. Hey, welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. It's so good to have you with me again today. Of course, I'm Steve Webb. I'm your host. This is episode number 277, and today we'll be reading Isaiah chapters 43 through 46. Let's get started. Isaiah chapter 43. Now this is what the Lord says, the one who created you, O Jacob, and formed you, O Israel. Don't be afraid, for I will protect you. I call you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I am with you. When you pass through the streams, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not harm you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your deliverer. I have handed over Egypt as a ransom price, Ethiopia and Seba in place of you. Since you are precious and special in my sight, and I love you, I will hand over people in place of you, nations in place of your life. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. From the east I will bring your descendants. From the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, hand them over, and to the south, don't hold any back. Bring my sons from distant lands and my daughters from the remote regions of the earth. Everyone who belongs to me, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed, yes, who I made. Bring out the people who are blind, even though they have eyes, those who are deaf, even though they have ears. All nations gather together, the peoples assemble. Who among them announced this? Who predicted earlier events for us? Let them produce their witnesses to testify they were right. Let them listen and affirm it is true. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may consider and believe in me, and understand that I am He. No God was formed before me, and none will outlive me. I am the Lord, and there is no deliverer besides me. I decreed and delivered and proclaimed, and there was no other God among you. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. From this day forward, I am He. No one can deliver from my power. I will act, and who can prevent it? This is what the Lord says, your protector, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I send to Babylon and make them all fugitives, turning the Babylonians' joyful shouts into mourning songs. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the one who created Israel, your King. This is what the Lord says, the one who made a road through the sea, a pathway through the surging waters, the one who led chariots and horses to destruction, together with a mighty army. They fell down, never to rise again. They were extinguished, put out like a burning wick. Don't remember these earlier events. Don't recall these former events. Look, I am about to do something new. Now it begins to happen. Do you not recognize it? Yes, I will make a road in the desert and paths in the wilderness. The wild animals of the desert honor me, the jackals and ostriches, because I put water in the desert and streams in the wilderness to quench the thirst of my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, so that they might praise me. But you did not call for me, O Jacob. You did not long for me, O Israel. You did not bring me lambs for your burnt offerings. You did not honor me with your sacrifices. I did not burden you with offerings. I did not make you weary by demanding incense. You did not buy me aromatic reeds. You did not present to me the fat of your sacrifices. Yet you burdened me with your sins. You made me weary with your evil deeds. I am the one who blots out your rebellious deeds for my sake. Your sins I do not remember. Remind me of what happened. Let's debate. You, prove to me that you are right. The father of your nation sinned. Your spokesman rebelled against me. So I defiled your holy princes and handed Jacob over to destruction and subjected Israel to humiliating abuse. Isaiah chapter 44. Now listen, Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. This is what the Lord, the one who made you, says, the one who formed you in the womb and helps you. Don't be afraid, my servant Jacob, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water on the parched ground and cause streams to flow on the dry land. I will pour my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your children. They will sprout up like a tree in the grass, like poplars beside channels of water. One will say, I belong to the Lord, and another will use the name Jacob, One will write on his hand, the Lord's, and use the name Israel. This is what the Lord, Israel's King, says, their protector, the Lord who commands armies. I am the first and I am the last. There is no God but me. Who is like me? Let him make his claim. Let him announce it and explain it to me. Since I established an ancient people, let them announce future events. Don't panic. Don't be afraid. Did I not tell you beforehand and decree it? You are my witnesses. Is there any God but me? There is no other sheltering rock. I know of none. All who form idols are nothing. The things in which they delight are worthless. Their witnesses cannot see. They recognize nothing, so they are put to shame. Who forms a god and casts an idol that will prove worthless? Look, all his associates will be put to shame. The craftsmen are mere humans. Let them all assemble and take their stand. They will panic and be put to shame. A blacksmith works with his tool and forges metal over the coals. He forms it with hammers. He makes it with his strong arm. He gets hungry and loses his energy. He drinks no water and gets tired. A carpenter takes measurements. He marks out an outline of its form. He scrapes it with his chisels and marks it with a compass. He patterns it after the human form like a well-built human being and puts it in a shrine. He cuts down cedars and acquires a cypress or an oak. He gets trees from the forest. He plants a cedar and the rain makes it grow. A man uses it to make fire. He takes some of it and warms himself. Yes, he kindles a fire and bakes bread. Then he makes a god and worships it. He makes an idol and bows down to it. Half of it he burns in the fire. Over that half he cooks meat. He roasts a meal and fills himself. Yes, he warms himself and says, "Ah, I am warm as I look at my fire." With the rest of it, he makes a god, his idol. He bows down to it and worships it. He prays to it, saying, "Rescue me, for you are my God." They do not comprehend or understand, for their eyes are blind and cannot see. Their minds do not discern. No one thinks to himself, nor do they comprehend or understand and say to themselves, "I burned half of it in the fire. Yes, I baked bread over the coals. I roasted meat and ate it. With the rest of it, should I make a disgusting idol? Should I bow down to dry wood?" He feeds on ashes. His deceived mind misleads him. He cannot rescue himself, nor does he say, "Is this not a false god I hold in my right hand?" Remember these things, O Jacob, O Israel, for you are my servant. I formed you to be my servant. O Israel, I will not forget you. I remove the guilt of your rebellious deeds as if they were a cloud, the guilt of your sins as if they were a cloud. Come back to me, for I protect you. Shout for joy, O sky, for the Lord intervenes. Shout out, you subterranean regions of the earth. O mountains, give a joyful shout. You too, O forest and all your trees, for the Lord protects Jacob. He reveals his splendor through Israel. This is what the Lord, your protector, says, the one who formed you in the womb. I am the Lord who made everything, who alone stretched out the sky, who fashioned the earth all by myself, who frustrates the omens of the empty talkers and humiliates the omen readers, who overturns the counsel of the wise men and makes their advice seem foolish, who fulfills the oracles of his prophetic servants and brings to pass the announcements of his messengers, who says about Jerusalem, "She will be inhabited," and about the towns of Judah, "They will be rebuilt, her ruins I will raise up," who says to the deep sea, "Be dry, I will dry up your sea currents," who commissions Cyrus, the one I appointed as a shepherd, to carry out all my wishes and to decree concerning Jerusalem, "She will be rebuilt," and concerning the temple, "It will be reconstructed." Isaiah chapter 45. This is what the Lord says to his chosen one, to Cyrus, whose right hand I hold in order to subdue the nations before him and disarm kings, to open doors beside him so gates remain unclosed. I will go before you and level mountains. Bronze doors I will shatter and iron bars I will hack through. I will give you hidden treasures, riches stashed away in secret places, so you may recognize that I am the Lord, the one who calls you by name, the God of Israel. For the sake of my servant Jacob, Israel, my chosen one, I call you by name and give you a title of respect, even though you do not recognize me. I am the Lord. I have no peer. There is no God but me. I arm you for battle, even though you do not recognize me. I do this so people will recognize from east to west that there is no God but me. I am the Lord. I have no peer. I am the one who forms light, the one who brings about peace and creates calamity. I am the Lord who accomplishes all these things. O sky, rain down from above. Let the clouds send down showers of deliverance. Let the earth absorb it, so salvation may grow, and deliverance may sprout up along with it. I, the Lord, create it. One who argues with his creator is in grave danger, one who is like a mere shard among the other shards on the ground. The clay should not say to the potter, "What in the world are you doing? Your work lacks skill." Danger awaits one who says to his father, "What in the world are you fathering?" And to his mother, "What in the world are you bringing forth?" This is what the Lord says, the Holy One of Israel, the one who formed him, concerning things to come. How dare you question me about my children? How dare you tell me what to do with the work of my own hands? I made the earth. I created the people who live on it. It was me, my hands stretched out to the sky. I gave orders to all the heavenly lights. It is me. I stir him up and commission him. I will make all his ways level. He will rebuild my city. He will send my exiled people home, but not for a price or a bribe, says the Lord who commands armies. This is what the Lord says. The prophet of Egypt and the revenue of Ethiopia, along with the Sabaeans, those tall men, will be brought to you and become yours. They will walk behind you, coming along in chains. They will bow down to you and pray to you, "Truly God is with you. He has no peer. There is no other God." Yes, you are a God who keeps hidden, O God of Israel, deliverer. They will all be ashamed and embarrassed. Those who fashion idols will all be humiliated. Israel will be delivered once and for all by the Lord. You will never again be ashamed or humiliated. This is what the Lord says, the one who created the sky. He is the true God. The one who formed the earth and made it, he established it. He did not create it without order. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord. I have no peer. I have not spoken in secret, in some hidden place. I did not tell Jacob's descendants, "Seek me in vain." I am the Lord, the one who speaks honestly, who makes reliable announcements. Gather together and come. Approach together, you refugees from the nations. Those who carry wooden idols know nothing, those who pray to a God that cannot deliver. Tell me, present the evidence. Let them consult with one another. Who predicted this in the past? Who announced it beforehand? Was it not I, the Lord? I have no peer. There is no God but me. A God who vindicates and delivers, there is none but me. Turn to me so you can be delivered, all you who live in the earth's remote regions, for I am God and I have no peer. I solemnly make this oath. What I say is true and reliable. Surely, every knee will bow to me. Every tongue will solemnly affirm. They will say about me, "Yes, the Lord is a powerful deliverer." All who are angry at him will cower before him. All the descendants of Israel will be vindicated by the Lord and will boast in him. Isaiah chapter 46. Bel kneels down, Nabal bends low. Their images weigh down animals and beasts. Your heavy images are burdensome to tired animals. Together they bend low and kneel down. They are unable to rescue the images. They themselves head off into captivity. Listen to me, O family of Jacob, all you who are left from the family of Israel, you who have been carried from birth, you who have been supported from the time you left the womb. Even when you are old, I will take care of you. Even when you have gray hair, I will carry you. I made you, and I will support you. I will carry you and rescue you. To whom can you compare and liken me? Tell me whom you think I resemble, so we can be compared. Those who empty out gold from a purse and weigh out silver on the scale hire a metalsmith who makes it into a god. Then they bow down and worship it. They put it on their shoulder and carry it. They put it in its place and it just stands there. It does not move from its place. Even when someone cries out to it, it does not reply. It does not deliver him from his distress. Remember this so you can be brave. Think about it, you rebels. Remember what I accomplished in antiquity. Truly, I am God. I have no peer. I am God, and there is none like me who announces the end from the beginning and reveals beforehand what has not yet occurred, who says, "My plan will be realized. I will accomplish what I desire," who summons an eagle from the east, from a distant land, one who carries out my plan. Yes, I have decreed. Yes, I will bring it to pass. I have formulated a plan. Yes, I will carry it out. Listen to me, you stubborn people, you who distance yourself from doing what is right. I am bringing my deliverance near. It is not far away. I am bringing my salvation near. It does not wait. I will save Zion. I will adorn Israel with my splendor. What marvelous chapters these were. What a praiseworthy God he is. He does take seriously his role as the one true God, and he's even got a sense of humor. I love reading that part, and I think you can tell, about the man who takes a log and burns half of it and uses it to cook his food, and the other half he makes into an idol and worships. God does have a sense of humor. Well, thank you so much for being with me today. I truly appreciate it. I hope you've enjoyed it. Come on back tomorrow, and we will continue. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Like what you hear? I'd be happy to create audio for you. Commercials, narrations, demos. SteveWebVoiceovers.com.